The next patient is Mary Kay Chuck. The last name S-C-H-U-C-K. First name M-A-R-Y-K-A-Y. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that is following this office because of chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, going into 3B. The laboratory workup that was done on June 18, 2024, shows that the serum creatinine is 1.4, the BUN is 21, and the estimated GFR is 41. The fasting blood sugar was 96. This patient had a albumin creatinine ratio that was significantly elevated, and for that reason we decided to put an to put the patient on Jardiance. The Jardiance has improved the proteinuria significantly. The latest determination was 117. Period. We have the consideration that the decrease in the estimated GFR was most likely associated to the administration of Jardiance. Following number, the patient has a liver transplant that has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf, 2 milligrams in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. The prior levels were 3.9, and that was the reason to increase these tacrolimus that used to be 1 in the morning and 2 in the evening. Unfortunately, despite of the order of for tacrolimus level in blood, the lab didn't catch the order. We don't have results, and it's imperative that we get those results, and for that reason we order it and we'll be attentive to the results in order to do the proper adjustment. The patient has the following number: malignant neoplasm on the right upper lobe of the lung that has been treated with chemotherapy. The last course of chemotherapy was in April, and the patient has radiation therapy as well. She is telling us that the last PET scan that was recently done, there was a spot less than 1 centimeter in the distal esophagus. Following number, iron deficiency anemia and supplementation. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPI. The patient is going to be reevaluated in 4 months with laboratory workup. We spend 12 minutes reviewing the lab, calling the lab for the results. In the face-to-face, we invested 20 minutes of the time in documentation, 7 minutes.